Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
今天下午我们从十二节啊来看到十八节。
This afternoon we'll be looking at verses 12 and 18 through 18.
啊，十二节到十八节主要是所罗门在论到智慧。
In this passage, the theme is wisdom.
啊，智慧所带给人生活的影响。
And its effect on our lives.
啊，事实上很多人都强调知识跟智慧。
People in the world pay much attention to wisdom and knowledge.
啊，而且这两个常常是连在一起的。
And these two things are actually connected.
啊，知识越多，这个人就越有可能更有智慧。
The more knowledge a person has, the more likely he is a wise man.
因为知识越多，会让你了解越多，对事情有更正确的判断能力。
Because with the increase of knowledge, we will have a better discernment of things.
所以中国人说，书中自有黄金屋，书中自有颜如玉。
The Chinese say that by reading books, you can get a golden house and a beautiful woman.
哦，这个书就是代表知识啊。
Because the book represents knowledge.
哦，人要读书啊。
You need to read the read books.
你只要读书啊。钱财就滚滚而来，你只要读书，哦，那美满的对象就等着你。
If you read a lot, then the money will come in, and you will find a beautiful spouse.
所以万般皆下品啊，唯有读书的人最清高。
So the Chinese believe that the scholars are the highest in the highest class.
所以如果一个人很有钱，没有读书，哦，我们称他做暴发户。
People who have a lot of money, but don't have wisdom, are only wealthy overnight.
就是表示说这个人哦，还不是很高级啊。
In other words, their wealth seems to be an empty.
但是如果一个很有钱的人又挂了一些学术的头衔上去，我们就觉得说，哎，他有钱的很清高。
But a wealthy person with a lot of knowledge will gain much more respect.
所以人对这个知识的价值已经看得非常的高啊。
So people do value wisdom very much.
我们在很出名的大学里面，特别在美国，你看亚裔有的占三分之一以上。
Many of the famous campuses in America, the Asian population is as many as one third of the entire population.
因为亚裔受到孔孟思想的影响，读书最重要。
Because the Asians are affected by the Confucius thinking that books are important.
所以我们常常听人讲啊，特别在这个亚裔的这个社会里面啊，常常提到知识分子这句话。
That is why we often hear the term the intellectual.
对，一个人一觉得自己被列入知识分子啊，就觉得啊，这是一个很大的荣耀。
You would think that it was a good, great honor to be called an intellectual.
啊，但是如果被列入贩夫走卒，就觉得这个啊，这很大的耻辱。我就是非常平民，没有受什么教育的。
If you are considered an ordinary citizen, you will feel ashamed.
所以在这种的传统的观念之下
，Under such a traditional concept,
人人看重知识，看重智慧。
People really cherish wisdom and knowledge.
那这个所罗门也是一个很有知识、很有智慧的人。
Solomon was a very wise and knowledgeable man.
所以他用神所赐给他的智慧来观察世界上的很多事情。
He used the wisdom from God to observe many things on earth.
结果他发现原来智慧到最后所到来也是虚空。
And he discovered that wisdom brought him vanity.
我们看从十二节看。
Let's read verse 12.
从十三节。
Verse 13.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃知道神教世人所经验是极重的劳苦。
14.
我见日光之下所做一切的事都是虚空，都是捕风。这个所罗门用智慧去仔细研究、分析、查考天下所发生的一切事情。
King Solomon uses wisdom to carefully analyze and observe everything that was under heaven.
他的结论就是说，有知识、有智慧，到最后结果也是虚空啊。
His conclusion was that despite his wisdom and understanding, he found life to be meaningless.
所以照他的结论呢，你得几个博士学位，跟你没有读过书，活着一辈子一样啊，都是虚空。
His conclusion is that whether you are a scholar or an unschooled man, you are the same.
为什么会他会有这个感觉？
Why did he have this conclusion?
因为他发现呢，知识跟智慧并不是万能的。
Because he discovered that wisdom and knowledge could not accomplish everything.
它虽然能够让我们知道问题的关键所在。
Wisdom and knowledge help us analyze and understand the cause of the problem.
但是它却没有能力能够改变现实的问题。
But they are not able to change or solve the problem itself.
所以这样的话，那就是虚空了。
And for that reason, such wisdom is vain.
那接下去他就提到两个很重要的事实。
Then Solomon mentioned two important facts.
十五节
Verse 15.
弯曲的不能够变直。
What is twisted cannot be straightened.
缺少的不能够足数。
What is lacking cannot be counted.
这两个不是知识跟智慧能够解决的。
These things are not something that wisdom can solve.
弯曲的不能够变直，这个就是代表人的有限性。
The twisted cannot be straightened refers to our limitations.
你即使再有大的知识跟智慧，你也没有办法突破这个人的有限性。
No matter how wise you are, you cannot break through your limitations.
不是你知道你就做得到。
Just because you know something doesn't mean that you can do it.
不是你能够做正确的判断，你就能够解决问题。
Just because you can make the right decisions doesn't mean that you can solve any problem.
从很多方面我们可以看出来。
We can see this fact in many ways.
美国有一个很出名的小儿科医生，叫做 Dr. 什么 Spook, Spook 是吧？
There's a very famous pediatrician called Spook.
我想相信很多的父母啊，你孩子要生下来的时候要怎么养孩子，都买过那一本书啊，他很出名一本书啊，他们叫做 Spark 啊
，OK，
叫做这个养孩子的圣经。
And his name is Dr. Spark, and he is very well known for his book. The Bible on raising children.
他在1997年死了。
He died in 1997.
然后这个杂志里面在描写他的有叙述他的一生。
And the magazine described his life.
他说他写这几本书哦，给人很大的帮助。
The magazine reporter said that his books really helped humanity.
然后他在报纸上也有专栏。
And he had a special column in the newspaper.
专门在刊登要怎么样养孩子教孩子。
And the feature article would talk about how to raise children.
所以啊，他到中年的时候已经相当的出名。
In his middle age, he was already well known.
但是这个后面他就讲啊。
And in the end, he said.
说这个小儿医生啊，最大的问题就是他两个小孩子。
That the biggest problem with this pediatrician was his own two kids.
他两个小孩子没有办法教。
He was not able to teach them well.
因为后来他跟他太太离婚。
In the end, he had a divorce with his wife.
那在这问题的家庭里面，栽培两个问题小孩。
And because he had a problem family, the children also had problems.
他有知识，他有智慧。
He had knowledge and wisdom.
他可以对别人的小孩子提供很多的建议。
He could give many advice to other people, other parents.
等到他的孩子发生问题。
When his own children had problems,
对不起，没有办法教。
He could not solve their problems.
很多的父母啊，很会弹钢琴。
Many parents are good pianists.
但是啊，如果自己的小孩子要学钢琴，要送给别人教，自己没有办法教。
But they have to send their children to school to learn piano. They don't know how to teach them.
这是事实啊。
That's reality.
所以很多知识并没有办法让你从弯曲的变成直，没有办法改变现实。
So knowledge alone cannot change what is reality.
那这个弯曲的也代表社会的风气。
The twisted can also refer to the trends of the society.
现在社会风气所流行的这个价值观、道德观念，已经不是一个人用知识能够改变的。
The value system and standard of morality in our society today is something that we cannot easily change.
我举几个例子来说。
Let me give you some examples.
英国的王妃在车祸丧生。
Princess Diana died in the car accident.
过了不多久，这个得过诺贝尔奖金这个那个什么 Teresa 也死了。
And after a while, the Nobel Prize winner, Sister Teresa, also died.
那两个人都死了。
相
差不到几天。
And they died within a very short span of time.
那我们看报纸在报道，这个电视新闻在报道。
So when we look at the news reports,
对这个英国王妃的死啊，天天报道。
We see reports about Princess Diana's death almost every day.
大篇幅的报道。
And there were she took the headlines in the newspaper.
唯恐报道的不够，赶不上别人。
Every newspaper and news agency wanted to report as much about her as possible.
所以这样头脑一起洗来洗去，变成说她的死很有价值，这么多人纪念。
Because of such media attention, her death seemed to be more valuable than Mother Teresa's.
但是如果把这个人摆在圣经里面呢，要除名的。
But if you were to judge her against the Bible, she deserved excommunication.
她不晓得犯奸淫犯几次啊。
She has committed adultery many times.
这个就代表人的价值观已经破裂了，不正，已经弯曲了。
This shows us the society's standard of morality has already been twisted.
但是一个人啊，行善一生。
But as for someone who has practiced good all her life,
在行善的地方死了。
She died whereas she devoted her life.
用很简单的篇幅带过去就完了。
The news only said a few lines about her.
那这个就代表我们现在人的这个价值观已经不是非常的正确。
It shows us that our moral standards have already been changed.
我们听过本世纪最伟大的爱情故事是什么？
What is the greatest love story of this century?
就是英国一个温莎公爵，他本来要继承当王啊。
There was a
Windsor,
a knight.
他本来要继承当
王。Duke of Windsor.
对。
Who wanted to be, who was going to be king.
那后来啊，他爱上这个美国一个 Simpson 的太太。
And he fell in love with Mrs. Simpson.
所以啊，他这个我们看这个文章里面叫不爱什么，不爱江山，只爱美人。
He fell in love with this beautiful woman.
王位可以丢。
He rather gave up his king,
kingship, 为了爱情，
to show his love to her.
所以多少人啊，以这个来提啊。
So many people would recite this love story.
但是我回到圣经里面，他犯奸淫了。
But when we go back to the Bible, we see that they have committed adultery.
所以现在人的价值观已经弯曲了。
So people's moral standards have already been twisted.
你知道社会的价值观已经弯曲了，你没有办法让它变质。
You know that the moral standard in the society has been twisted, but you cannot change it.
现在人啊，生活已经完全的物化了，价值观用物质来衡量。
People have materialized their standards or value system.
所以你有很多的物质，别人就尊重你。
People respect you for your wealth.
因此很多人拼命用物质来装饰自己的价值。
That is why people adorn themselves with much material possession.
那在这个社会环境长大之下，
Under such a social upbringing,
很多的父母就很忧心了。
Many parents are worried about their children.
我要怎么教养一个很正直的孩子啊？
They wonder how they can raise up upright children.
很单纯的孩子啊。
Children who are innocent.
观念很正确的孩子啊。
Children who have the right concepts.
这已经不是你有没有知识的问题。
Now, this is more than this. Your knowledge alone cannot solve this problem.
知识不能够让弯曲的变成直。
Knowledge cannot turn the straighten the twisted.
这个是所罗门的观察的结果。
That was Solomon's conclusion.
所以不是学位越高的人哦，他家庭越幸福，不一定这样。
So for a family that is well educated, it doesn't mean that it will have a happy family.
美国华人离婚率最高的地方在哪里？
Where in the United States has the highest Asian divorce rate?
在 San Jose.
In San Jose.
为什么在 San Jose?
Why in San Jose?
全部都是电脑工程师。
Because the people there are computer scientists or engineers.
男的也是，女的也是。
Both men and women.
每一个都受到最高的教育。
All of them are highly educated.
知识很发达，头脑很聪明。
They are very knowledgeable and very smart.
但显然并没有办法保证他的婚姻就成功。
But it doesn't mean that they have a happy marriage.
所以知识到最后证明是有限的，能力是有限，作用是有限的。
So knowledge itself is limited.
弯曲不能够变直。
What is twisted cannot be straightened.
人性已经弯曲了。
Human nature has been twisted.
人的价值观已经弯曲了。
Human values have been twisted.
知识跟智慧没有办法让它变直。
And knowledge and wisdom are not able to straighten that.
所以这个所罗门说，这样看来也是虚空的。
So to Solomon, all these are meaningless.
那下面说， 所缺少的不能够足数。
What is lacking cannot be counted.
一个人有知识有智慧并不等于他就满足了。
A wise person or knowledgeable person is not always satisfied.
事实上人心所需要的还有很多其他的。
In fact, there are many things that we need other than wisdom.
人活着要觉得很幸福他必须有安全感。
In order to have a happy life, we need a sense of security.
人活着要很幸福他必须有满足感。
To have a happy life, we need to feel satisfied.
人活着要很幸福他必须要一个永恒的盼望。
To have a happy life, we need to have eternal hope.
人活着要很幸福他必须心里有一个经得起考验的力量。
To have a happy life, we need to have the ability to endure.
但这几个东西都不是知识跟智慧能够给的。
And all these things cannot be gained from knowledge alone.
所以他感叹知识跟智慧也是有限的。
So Solomon,
能力有限的。
Said that, concluded that wisdom and knowledge are limited.
所以是虚空的。
So it is meaningless.
好，那下面说。
Then he goes on.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃知道这也是捕风。十八节。
18.
因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；增加知识，就增加忧伤。接下去他在讲这个知识跟智慧啊。所带给人是愁烦跟忧伤。
He said that understanding and wisdom bring sorrow and grief.
因为知识能够让你接到很多人生的幽暗面，但是你没有办法解决，就忧伤就来了。
Understanding exposes the dark side of life, but because you're not able to do anything about it, you will have grief.
你没有办法改善，忧伤就来了。
So sorrow and grief comes as a result.
这确实是事实的。
That is true.
有一次我在欧洲遇到一个姐妹。
I met a sister in Europe.
她音乐，她专门是音乐的。
Who majored in music?
她说我到美国去聚会我是觉得很痛苦。
She said when I went to America to attend service, I felt much pain.
我问她你痛苦什么
？I said what do you mean?
什么在教堂里面在弹钢琴
？Why are people playing the piano in the chapel?
我一点知识也没有，我说弹得很好不但是直的，现在改换横的、三角的，而且把它打开来弹得很大声
I didn't know what she meant. I said, well, the pianists are doing a great job playing the piano in church.
她说你去读圣乐史看有哪一个时代教堂里面是弹钢琴的。
She said, go and study sacred music, history of sacred music, in which age would church people play piano in the church.
要把这个圣乐里面那个庄严肃穆的弹出来是要风琴。
In order to play out the solemnity in sacred music, you have to play organs.
最好是管风琴。
The best is pipe organs.
她有这个知识。
She had such knowledge.
所以她一到美国教会来坐着，听到叮叮当当，她很痛苦。
So when she heard the ding ding dong dong of the piano in America, she could not stand it.
知识叫人忧伤智慧叫人忧伤。
Therefore, wisdom brings sorrow and knowledge grief.
那我们没有那个知识，弹得很好等到大家都有那个知识，开始忧伤，我们再来换管风琴。
We have no such knowledge, so we feel fine. We can change to pipe organ when we have such knowledge.
现在大家唱得很好，不需要换了。
But now we feel fine, so we don't need to switch.
有人专门在研究那个音响。
There are people who like to study stereo.
那这种人你就不要随便邀请他到你家里听音乐。
So don't invite such people to your home to listen to your stereo system.
听一听说你这个喇叭低音不够高音太强。
They will say you have too much bass and not enough tenor.
那对你来讲我听得很好但对他来讲你叫我一个小时在这里听这受苦折磨。
To you, you feel it's a great stereo system, but to him, it's a suffering.
所以知识增加你不能够解决你忧伤就增加。
So the increase of knowledge will bring us more grief.
好几次我太太就回家以后就告诉我说你到教会聚会怎么打那个领带我说我看就没有什么问题
Many a times my wife would ask me, how come you always wear that tie to church? But I felt it was fine.
但是她说你这个颜色要配那个颜色配这个我觉得我的很好
She said that tie doesn't go well with your suit, but I didn't see the difference.
因为女人常常是在配这个要配那个配的变成有这个姿势。
So women are very good at matching colors of their clothes.
所以她看这个领带颜色配的不对她很痛苦。
So it was a suffering for her to see me wear a different, wrong tie.
那我就觉得很对不起一些弟兄姊妹他们是色彩学学得这么好我不懂。
So So I felt bad for those who are learned in the graphic arts.
对我来讲，挂上去这个是礼貌就好了。
For me, as long as I put up a tie to show my courtesy, that's fine.
所以知识增加，智慧增加，你不能改变，你却痛苦了。
So with much knowledge and the inability to change things, you feel great suffering.
加州有一个弟兄告诉我。
There's a brother who told me.
说你住在洛杉矶啊，这个空气污染很厉害。
You live in LA, which is very polluted.
你知道那个小孩子的肺活量只有正常的80%-90%。
Do you know that the kids in LA only have 80% of the normal kid's lung capacity?
那这个肺活量一减少，氧气减少，容易生病。
And with lack of oxygen and lung capacity, kids get sick easily.
以前我没有这个知识，管他空气污染，反正我呼气呼得好好的。
Before that, I never thought about this, and I just felt that I could, as long as I could breathe, then it's fine.
现在他一直这是讲，我就想，我小孩子怎么办？
Then when he told me that, I began to worry for my kids.
我又没有那个能力再改变。
I couldn't change anything about the pollution.
那你忧伤就增加。
So grief came to me.
所以知识太多啊，有时候你生活反而不会快乐。
So with too much knowledge, you would not be happy.
好像我们弟兄移民到Australia 去。
We have believers who moved to Australia.
感谢神啊，经济很好，常常可以打高尔夫球。
They are very well to do and they could afford to play golf every time.
但忽然间发现 ozone 在 Australia 上面破一个洞。
But later on they realized that there was a hole in the ozone layer right above Australia.
所以啊，打高尔夫球如果穿长袖的太热。
So if they were to wear long sleeves when they play golf, it would be too hot.
然后要穿短袖的，这 ozone 破一个洞。
If they were to wear short sleeves, they would have to worry about the ozone layer.
不打闷在家里又难过。
But they could just sit at home.
那要打又冒癌症的危险。
But if they want to play golf, they have to risk cancer.
知识增加，忧伤增加。
So with much knowledge came much grief.
因为你没有办法改变。
You're not able to change your environment.
所以这保罗到这个所罗门到最后发现了说啊，这样讲到最后哦。知识跟智慧也是虚空啊。
So Solomon concluded that even wisdom and understanding are vain.
如果所罗门那个时候大概没有博士学位啊，如果用现在所罗门来讲啊，说几个牛津博士也是虚空啊，剑桥哈佛博士也是虚空啊。
Solomon were to live today, he would probably write something like, even with many degrees from Oxford or Cambridge, it would still be meaningless.
那这个并不是叫我们消极哦。
But this is not to teach us to be pessimistic.
主耶稣啊，要突破这个虚空。
Jesus will help us break through this meaninglessness.
要超越虚空，进入一个更伟大的智慧。
We will transcend this meaninglessness into greater wisdom.
那在那个更伟大的智慧里面，你就再也不会觉得是虚空了。
In that greater wisdom, you will not feel empty.
那更伟大的智慧是什么？
And what is that greater wisdom?
就是耶稣基督本身。
Jesus Christ himself.
请看马太福音十二章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
十二章的四十二节。
Matthew 12, 42.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看啊，在这里有一个人比所罗门更大。这里说审判的时候要有所罗门那个南方的女王要定这个世代的罪。
Queen of the South will rise at the judgment to condemn this generation.
因为这个南方的女王就是示巴女王啊，她听到所罗门很有智慧哦。她这是很突出的一个女人啊，她就预备很多的这个礼物要来见所罗门。
The Queen of Sheba was a wise woman, and when she heard of Solomon's wisdom, she wanted to visit him.
然后她有很多的问题要向所罗门发问。
And she posed him many questions.
然后所罗门给她解答以后啊，她诧异的神不守舍。
After Solomon answered all her questions, she was overwhelmed.
说能够在你面前常常听你智慧话，这个是有福的。
She said, "Blessed are your attendants who can listen to your wise words all the time."
那主耶稣就说啊
，Jesus said,
这里有一个比所罗门更大。
There is one here who is greater than Solomon.
所以更大就是更有智慧。
It means that he is wiser than Solomon.
所罗门讲的都是地上的智慧啊。
Solomon talked about the wisdom of the earth.
但是主耶稣来。
But Jesus came.
他是要讲灵界里面的智慧啊。
He talked about the spiritual wisdom.
但是主耶稣来传这个智慧的话语。
When Jesus preached the words of wisdom,
没有人要听啊,
but no one listened.
所以主耶稣才讲啊, 这个所罗门, 这个南方的女王要定你们的罪。
That's why he said the queen of the south will rise and judge you.
在哥林多前书的第一章,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
我们看哥林多前书第一章,
please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章
1 Corinthians chapter 1
18节
Verse 18
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人愚拙 在我们得救的人却为神的大能 我们现在再看 24节
Verse 24
23节
Verse 23
我们却传钉十字架的基督 在犹太人为绊脚石 在外邦人为愚拙 24节。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。这里说，基督是神的能力，是神的智慧的显明。It
tells us here that Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
我们再看 28节。28节 说神也废掉那卑贱的人，被人厌恶，以及那无有为叫废掉有，使一个血迹在神面前。 都不能自夸。三十节。但你们则已在基督里本是神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎。这里说啊，基督成为我们的智慧、公义跟圣洁。Christ
Jesus has become our wisdom, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
所以在主耶稣里面，我们要超越地上智慧的空虚，进到那个更大的智慧，就是神的智慧里面。
So in Christ, we will transcend the earthly wisdom into the greater spiritual wisdom in God.
那在这个智慧之下，我们发现传道书的解释就不一样了。With
such wisdom, we will look at Ecclesiastes differently.
我们再看这个，回到传道书。Let's
come back to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。Ecclesiastes
chapter
1. 15节。
Verse 15.
说弯曲的不能够变直，缺少的不能够足数。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
属世上很有智慧的人，弯曲他不能够变直。
Those who are wise in an earthly sense cannot change the twisted.
但是我们现在进入基督里面。
But if we go into Christ,
在神的智慧之下，弯曲可以变直。
Under the wisdom of God, we are able to straighten the crooked.
我们人的价值观。
Our value system.
可以在主的智慧的教导下，可以变直的。
Can be straightened under the wise guidance of God.
我最近听一个姐妹在。 在见证,
I recently heard of a testimony from a sister.
她说有一天她的孩子告诉她,
she told us that one day her child told her,
她说妈妈我很感谢神,
Mom, I really thank God.
为什么?
Why?
她说她到大学里面去修一门课,
是男的, he said that he went to college to take a course,
也是有关于宗教哲学方面的课,
which had to do with religious studies.
那她修了那一门课以后,
After he took that class,
他回来告诉他妈妈,
he came home and told his mom,
我很感谢神,
I really thank God.
我十几岁啊, 我就知道分别得出来, 那个教授讲的, 有的是对的, 有的是错的。
Even though I'm still a teenager, I can tell what the professor said is partly right and partly wrong.
他为什么他有这个分辨的能力?
Why did he have such discernment?
因为他从小就在教会里面认识主耶稣。
Because from young he had known the Lord Jesus in the church.
他有这个属灵的智慧。
He had the spiritual wisdom.
所以弯曲的这个观念，他可以现在变直了。
He was able to straighten the twisted.
这个是弯曲悖逆的世代。
This is a wicked and crooked generation.
但是只要我们栽培我们下一代在主耶稣里面，他的观念是直的，不是弯的。
But if we raise up our children in the fear of the Lord, they will have the straight or right knowledge.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
属灵的智慧救了我们。
That spiritual wisdom has saved us.
你人生不会走岔路的。
You will not go astray in your life.
弯的要变成直的。
You will straighten the crooked.
这是不可能变成可能。
You will turn the impossible into possible.
在主耶稣的智慧下成就的。
This is done all by the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
在道德上是这样来说,
this is true for in a moral sense.
有时候在人的价值观也是这样。
It is also true in our values.
我们看这个美国克林顿总统发生问题。
We have heard of the scandal of Clinton.
那还有好几个女人就出来说, 她也对她非礼过。
So many women said that Clinton had had affairs with them.
但是你发现到最后他的动机在哪里?
But you will realize their motive.
很多很多的报答，因为他这样一炒以后，出名以后，接下来就跟出版商negotiate啊，你要不要我的版权100万？
After they find trouble for Clinton, they get contracts from publishers and want to write books and publish them.
所以你现在一个女生二十出来就把Clinton搞得焦头烂额啊，再过不久啊，她身价才两三百万。
Now, this young lady got Clinton into a lot of trouble, and in a short while, she will become famous and get rich.
所以为着得到钱啊，人这个最隐私的、最羞耻的，也可以翻出来给人看。
So in order to become rich, people go through all means to uncover the most shameful things.
这个就是现在人弯曲的价值观。
So that has to do with the crooked value system of today.
几年前啊，美国一个青少年在新加坡被人打屁股。
A few years ago, a few young teenagers from America were being beaten in Singapore.
因为他在这涂鸦。
Because they drew graffiti on the wall.
那美国总统出面啊，所以新加坡政府给他一个面子啊，好像扫了两下。
Because the American president interceded for them, so the Singapore government gave them less beating.
那打屁股很痛苦哦，一打三下的话，你大概在床上躺了好几天，坐没有办法坐。
Such beating will be very severe to the point that if you are beaten three times, you will have to lie in bed for many days.
但是回到美国以后啊，那个拍电影就要买他的版权，几十万。
And after they came back to America, they were asked reporters wanted to purchase copyright.
Christ. We
are able to straighten the twisted.
你看保罗说,
Paul said, I regard everything as rubbish.
为着要得到基督,
in order to know Christ.
这个就是他的观念啊, 很直啊,
so he had a straight, correct knowledge.
那在主的智慧里面啊, 缺少也会变成足数,
in the wisdom of Jesus Christ, what is lacking can be counted.
因为认识主耶稣,
because we know Jesus Christ.
有这个智慧,
we have such wisdom.
我们懂得亲近他,
we draw close to him.
所以我们心灵上有平安,
so we can have peace in our hearts.
内心有真正的满足,
we will have a satisfaction in our hearts.
我们人有一个真正经得起考验的力量,
we will have the endurance to go through troubles.
那个力量就是神的同在,
and such endurance has to do with God's presence.
所以因为认识了神有这个智慧，我们里面变成非常的充满充实。
So with the knowledge of God, our hearts are satisfied.
所以如果一个人在世界上很有头脑，很有智慧，到最后他要突破那个虚空，只有一条路啊，回来信耶稣。
In order for a person who is wise in an earthly sense to break through that kind of meaningless life, he must come back and believe in Christ.
那第二章的18节说,
Chapter 2 verse 18 says,
说多有智慧就增加愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。 第一章18节,
I'm sorry, chapter 1 verse 18 says, for with much wisdom comes much sorrow, the more knowledge, the more grief.
这个是指世界的智慧,
this refers to earthly wisdom.
但是等到我们进到神的智慧里面,
but if we go into the wisdom of God,
属灵的智慧里面,
if we go into spiritual wisdom,
我们就会发现智慧是人喜乐平安的泉源,
we realize that true wisdom is the source of peace and joy.
完全不一样,
it is completely the opposite.
我们现在来看雅各书。
Let us turn to James.
雅各书,
the book of James.
第三章,
chapter 3.
雅各书第三章的13节,
James chapter 3 verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识呢？他就应当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。14节。14. 你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地、属情欲、属鬼谋的。 16节。16. 十七节。
17。
唯独上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有灵敏，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。18节。
18。
并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。在这个地方，雅各在比较两种的智慧。
James compared two kinds of wisdom.
一种就是所罗门所有那个智慧。
One wisdom was that of Solomon.
那是地上的智慧。
It was earthly.
当然有它一定的价值。
It does have definite values.
但是到最后给他虚空感。
But it brought him a sense of vanity.
那这个智慧里面还有一些副作用。
And such wisdom can bring about some side effects.
这个地上聪明的人太多啊，到最后就是苦读、嫉妒、纷争。
When there are too many wise people around, there will be bitter envy and selfish ambition.
还有自夸、说话、抵挡真道。
And boasting and denial of the truth.
我们常常到非洲去啊，觉得说，哎，这非洲好像物质上很辛苦。
When we go to Africa, we feel that, materially speaking, they have a very harsh life.
那我们到印度去啊，那感觉就不一样。
When we go to India, things are different.
那个辛苦不是物质的。
It's a different kind of the harsh life is of a different kind.
印度人非常聪明。
The Indians are very smart.
我们随便到一个弟兄说要去买一个不锈钢的玻璃杯。
A brother said that he wanted to
不锈钢的杯子不是玻璃。
To get a stainless
不锈钢的杯子。
杯子对。
Stainless steel glass.
结果那个 owner 就开始跟他谈宗教。
And the owner started talking religion with him.
每一个人头脑都很聪明。
And everyone was very smart.
但是因为这个样子。
Because of that.
所以你就发现啊，这个整个社会里面不单纯。
The society in India is not very simple.
太聪明了，但是那个聪明是地上的。
People are very smart in an earthly sense.
在当然非洲有时候也有啊，就是我们到奈及利亚去。
Of course, there are such instances in Africa, such as when we went to Nigeria.
一下飞机到奈及利亚，好像战场一样。
When we left the plane and arrived in Nigeria, it was like a battlefield.
每一个人都很有理，跟你鞠躬要帮忙你，但是每一个开口，你心里就要提防，是不是现在要开始骗我？
And everyone paid much respect to you and was very nice to you, but you have to watch out whether they are trying to cheat you.
头脑太聪明了。
People could be very smart.
但是到最后，你带来很多痛苦。
But they could bring you much grief.
有一次我跟梁传道去。
I once went to Africa with Pastor Young.
那有一个人就带这个航空公司的职员的标志。
And there was a man in a uniform, in an airline uniform.
说现在这个机票已经卖完了。
He said the tickets have been sold out.
我看你们外国来的哦，我想没有帮助你，良心不安。
I feel bad for not helping you guys, the foreigners.
你把钱给我，我替你买机票。
Give me the money, I will help you buy the tickets.
哇，那个时候我们真的很感动，来到这里，你看排队这么长，他还是帮我们买机票。
So we were very touched by his love for helping us instead of waiting in line.
就钱交给他了。
So we gave him the money.
经过半个小时。
Half an hour later.
飞机已经快要起飞了。
The plane was leaving.
机票就拿来了。
And we got the tickets.
赶快啊，那叫最后两张，刚好给你们。
He said, "These are the last two tickets. You got it."
我们就又感谢，又握手，又感谢神了。
We were very thankful, and we shook his hands, even thank God.
帮我们提行李就上了飞机。
And he took our luggages, went on the plane.
一上飞机，他发现那个机位一半是空的。
And
飞机一半是空位。
And when we got on the plane, we realized that the plane was half empty.
那他为什么磨到最后十分钟才让我们上去？
Why did he wait until the last 10 minutes before he let us?
因为怕我们受骗了下来找他理论。
Because he was afraid that after we got on the plane, realized that we were cheated, we would come down reason with him.
再来比较那个机票啊。
And when we looked at the tickets,
手续费很高啊。
The processing fee was so high.
所以我就发现这是地上的智慧哦，如果那个傻傻的哦，他就不会这样做了。
So, if people did not have such earthly wisdom, they would not have done that.
所以人常常是因为在地上太聪明了，所以生活发生很多的痛苦。
So because people are often too smart, that's why they have so many problems.
那我们现在进入神主耶稣的智慧里面。
But if we enter into the wisdom of Jesus Christ,
你就发现那个就是你平安喜乐的来源。
We'll realize that true wisdom will bring us peace and joy.
十七节。
Verse 17,
上头来的智慧
The wisdom that comes from heaven
这个上头就是神、
or from God.
从神来，那个属灵的智慧。
The spiritual wisdom from God.
第一个让你清洁。
Is first of all pure.
做人做事那个动机很纯洁。
You will do things with a pure motive.
所以你不要怕，他爱你，你不要怕，这个是清洁的，这个人很有智慧。
With such people, you don't need to be afraid because they are pure and wise.
好，那后来是和平的。
Then peace loving.
哦，这跟人之间很和睦的。
These people are very harmonious with others.
哦，那再来是温柔、温良、柔顺。
Considerate and submissive.
不会硬碰硬啊，再打出这个火花出来。
They will not get into fights with you.
因为主耶稣就是世界上最温柔的人。
Jesus was the humblest of all people.
最谦卑的一个人。
He was the gentlest.
他没有一个敌人。
He did not have an enemy.
他是一个最有智慧的人。
He was the wisest.
那接下面说多结善果。
Fruit of mercy and good fruit.
因为有这个属灵的智慧，生活充满着很多的好的表现。
With such spiritual wisdom, they will manifest good characters in life.
没有偏见。
They will be impartial.
有这个属神的智慧，我看事情不会看错了。
With spiritual wisdom, you will not make wrong judgments.
不会被一个人的喜好弯曲了我们的视野。
You will not, your judgment will not be twisted by favoritism.
再来就是没有假冒。
And finally, sincere.
就是实实在在的。
Everything is done honestly.
所以这种人很可靠，朋友很多。
Such people are trustworthy and would have many friends.
带给人的是人跟人之间的和平。
They bring peace to others.
带给人的是心灵上的平安。
They bring peace within our hearts.
带给人是跟神之间的亲近。
They draw us closer to God.
所以这个智慧就是喜乐的泉源啊。
So such wisdom is the source of joy.
当我们觉悟世上智慧的有限。
But we realize the limitations of earthly wisdom.
那个时候我们要超越，就要进到主耶稣的智慧里面。
Then we must transcend that and go into the wisdom of Jesus.
那个是从上头来的。
And that wisdom is from heaven.
是平安喜乐的泉源。
It is the source of peace and joy.
这是何等的可贵。
How precious that is.
所以超越虚空。
So we should transcend this meaningless life.
要进入主耶稣里面的智慧。
And let us enter into the wisdom in Christ.